We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good Tuesday to each and every one of you. Look who's back. Off oxygen and intravenous feeding. Shane Dennis.
Did you survive the weekend, man? I didn't want to hear my own voice anymore.
I don't blame you.
You guys take it. I mean, I think I went the whole day yesterday without saying a word, which is
great.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Especially since it was 0 degrees when I woke up. I'm like, I'm going right back to bed. Hell with this.
How bad was calling 1 of 22 to start the game?
Pretty bad. I've never seen anything like that.
It made me think about games I hated calling.
Uh-huh.
And that's about where they start, when you just can't do anything at all. You can't do – and you don't have any other way to describe it or wisdom other than you make the shot or you miss it.
Well, And Bruce is talking about Wichita State missing 20 consecutive shots or whatever it was against Texas Southern.
Right.
You have to point out that it's historically bad, even though it's bad.
Right.
You know, you can't sugarcoat it for somebody that just turned on the TV and sees the score that's unbelievably low. You got to tell them why. And Bob made a good point, Bob Hull, that you can't browbeat guys when they're missing shots because –
No.
That may even make it worse. Guys won't shoot when they're open, or they'll pull the string on it even worse when they do have an open shot. And so I thought that was an interesting take from him. Of course, being a former coach, he knows that stuff. But
sure,
all you can do is tell your guys to, look, when you're open, shoot it. If you're not, don't. It's going to make things worse. That's what Greg said after the game, shooting floaters and runners that are contested. If you're open, you got to shoot it. And they were slightly better in the second half, but frankly, Texas Southern never did go away. They put a scare into Wichita State, but
yeah, they did a nice job.
To answer your question, it was somewhat difficult, but it was almost like disbelief more than frustration. Yeah. It's like, man, that's 20 in a row. That stat monitor
just don't see that
staring you in the face. It said WSU drought 13 minutes. I mean, they went 13 minutes without a point or a field goal anyway.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
All right.
I want to get your –
getting past it.
I want to get your take on Memphis, because over the weekend, James Wiseman, Penny Hardaway, and the Memphis basketball program pretty much got front and center with the NCAA, and – there's a lot of different layers here, a lot of different ways to go here. My first question to you would be, when it was announced that James Wiseman, the number one recruit in the country and freshman center for Memphis, was deemed ineligible by the NCAA because Penny Hardaway, his coach, helped pay $11,500 for his family to move from Nashville to Memphis, why were they so... It's my first question. There are a lot of them. Why do you think that Memphis was so dead set on Wiseman getting an attorney's permission to play against UIC?
Getting a stay on the
His attorney is named Leslie Ballin, by the way. That stuff you can't make up. Leslie Ballin,
yeah,
Wiseman's attorney. But
awesome.
Anyway.
I don't know why. They don't know what you really hope to gain there. My first impression was, here we go.
No kidding.
This is the natural conclusion of Penny Hardaway becoming the head coach at Memphis. Now, I could be wrong on that, but it didn't surprise me in the slightest. Now, when you get into dissecting the move, whether Wiseman should be ineligible or not, that's a totally different thing. But my first reaction, and maybe this was an unfair reaction, was this probably won't be the last time that we hear this from Memphis.
How ironic is it that Penny Hardaway portrayed Butch McRae in the movie Blue Chips?
Yeah.
And Butch's mom got a house.
Right.
And a job. But
mm-hmm.
he portrayed a basketball player that accepted benefits, broke the rules, and didn't really care about it. Now, I don't want to connect dots 100%, but riddle me this. Penny Hardaway doesn't really need college coaching job like 99% of the rest of the college coaches.
Right.
He's made millions upon millions of dollars playing, endorsements. He doesn't really need this.
No.
So couldn't it be considered that he not only is thumbing his nose at the NCAA, but to hell with him. We'll do whatever we have to do to get our number one recruiting class on the court. And what's the worst thing that could happen to us? Getting some wins vacated because James Wiseman was ineligible for 1 year? And I'm just paraphrasing here. I'm not intimating anything, but isn't it possible that he's taken this stance?
I suppose it's possible. The timing is interesting. What was the? It was 2 years ago that they made the move, right?
Yes.
Something like that. 2 years ago.
He was like going to be a junior in high school,
mm-hmm.
Actually went to East High School, where Penny Hardaway was the coach.
Right. So. So the timing is interesting to me in the way that it ends up being explained. I need to know, did he know that he was going to be the coach at Memphis? Did he feel like he had a decent chance to be the coach at Memphis? He was obviously moving him to East High in Memphis to at least, he was an AAU player too, so... he wanted him under his umbrella at East High, and that's where he became the nation's number one recruit. But does it directly relate to the job at Memphis, getting the job at Memphis? Did he know that he was going to get the job at Memphis? Does that change anything?
Really coincidental.
I don't know.
If it's not.
I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of coincidences, I think.
No, there are. There are. And you could make the argument that the writing was on the wall. Tubby Smith was going to be gone. Memphis was going to make a change. Penny Hardaway was the most... Penny Hardaway was the guy from the get-go in that. All the speculation centered around Penny Hardaway. But I don't know. I don't know how those... There's got to be some normal progression of thought here. And so I need to know, I know what the NCAA came away with, claiming that at that point, at least, they identified Penny Hardaway as a booster.
Well, and that, since you brought it up, that goes back 11 years when he donated $1 million to the University of Memphis, which used the money to build the Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame. So after $1 million donation in 2008, is that not basically the definition of a booster? And then
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Right,
yeah.
And that's way before
right.
he was
no,
the
I
coach.
Agree.
So that's how you qualify. Penny went to school there and made a huge donation, but then provided $11,500 in moving expenses to James Wiseman's family in the summer of 2017. I don't care how you slice that. That's a violation. You can say that James Wiseman's being railroaded, or the NCAA is arbitrary in picking and choosing what rules it wants to enforce and against whom, and I'll listen to all that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But I don't understand, number one, how the university president is so steadfastly behind his head coach. It's M. David Rudd, appears to be standing behind him. Or, you know what, maybe they thought that this would just be going to be part of the job. When you hire a guy like Penny Hardaway, like you said, it's like, here we go. And we'll just weather this storm. Maybe more surprisingly, why James Wiseman played Friday night or whenever it was. How's Penny Hardaway get allowed to coach? His name was in this for helping Wiseman move. It wasn't anybody else. It wasn't a coach. It wasn't an unnamed booster. The school said that Hardaway provided $11,500 in moving expenses to Wiseman's family in the summer of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he gets due process, and James Wiseman was ruled ineligible. Now, if you want to argue that the NCAA bullies players around, I'll listen to that too. But rules are rules, and Penny Hardaway became a booster 11 years ago and paid to have somebody that he wanted to move to Memphis,
Mm-hmm.
Just to coach him at his Team Penny team? Come on.
Well,
to your point, if you want to read the tea leaves and connect dots and know that Tubby Smith was on the way out and all these dominoes were going to fall, it's more than just a coincidence. Why else would Penny pay family of a kid $11,500 just to be in Memphis so he could play on his AAU team? Or his high school basketball
team? In November of 2017, he and a teammate were ruled ineligible by the Tennessee High School Association, whatever it's called, in Tennessee, due to what they termed as an athletic coaching link to Hardaway. And, of course, both players, Wiseman and the other kid, played for Team Penny. So this thing is deeply rooted, goes back 2-3 years. And Shane, the latest indication that, and last I saw on any of this yesterday was that Memphis is planning on going ahead and playing with Wiseman. And aren't they risking being able to play in the postseason?
Yes, by playing an ineligible player.
Amongst other things, who knows? So it's a very interesting test pattern that's being tried here, and I don't know how it's going to end up. It's absolutely crazy, but we'll see. We'll see.
And doesn't Memphis
not
play
surprising.
Oregon tonight too?
I think that's right.
It is. They play Oregon, 14 versus 13. Yeah, it's interesting what Penny Hardaway's motivations are in this and what will happen to Memphis, if anything. But, you know, to say that Penny, Wiseman, and or Memphis getting railroaded by the NCAA, I'm not exactly sure how you can argue that, because the accusations against them are pretty clear. It's not vague, it's not lack of institutional control, violations of this or that. I mean, it's pretty well laid out to the dollar figure. And there's a timeline, a really good one on ESPN, if you want to follow this all the way back to 08. So I just think you have to entertain the idea that it's possible that Penny doesn't really care about any of the fallout of anything in his tenure as a coach because he doesn't need it. If he gets run out of college coaching, why would he care?
Yeah, it opens in a very interesting can of worms. I mean, there's a lot of youngsters. There are youngsters in that program that are there for the right reasons, one would assume. NCAA has essentially warned him, releasing a statement saying the university has chosen to play him, Wiseman, and is ultimately responsible for ensuring its student athletes are eligible to play. In response to that, Hardaway, after the game when they played UIC, said that Wiseman, quote, will continue to play.
And the reason why I bring up and phrase this all the way I did, they don't need him against UIC.
No.
And that's what makes their stance so curious. Mm. Like, we won't set out James for a game just to sort this out and to, you know, so we can have a hearing and be heard and state our case, and he can state his case. Nope. We're getting a judge to allow him less than 30 minutes after the announcement was made that he's ineligible, that he's playing tonight.
You know, the second this came out, I think my text to you was, So it begins. And that was my first impression. My very first take on this was, here we go. And, you know, Penny Hardaway, at the very least, Penny Hardaway is figuratively flipping off the NCAA.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
At the very least. Now, what happens from this point forward remains to be seen, but I'm not sure what you hope to accomplish, because at some point, rubber will meet the road as it relates to the use of what the NCAA is deeming to be an ineligible player.
Well, the NCAA, due to its arbitrary enforcement of rules, has for years been perceived as a bully, pushing schools right. and kids around as they see fit. Now the bully got punched in the face.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Penny punched
right?
him in the nose. Yeah. Now what? Is there reform? Or do they hammer Memphis? That's the question.
Mm.
So Penny could be blazing a trail that will change the NCAA forever, or he could be going down in flames. Either way, it'll be fascinating to watch.
It's another, and I'm not going to call it a tawdry tale, but it's another
not
murky
yet.
Example.
It, not yet. It might become
not yet.
One.
Not yet. But it's another very murky example of the whole culture of AAU basketball. And the money, the connectivity, trying to connect yourself to a player and shoe companies and this, that, and the other, and coaches, et cetera, players for hire. All of this stuff is part of what makes college basketball that you look at it a little bit with a raised eye, with a raised brow, don't you? I mean,
we've been there for a while, haven't we?
I know we have been there for
AAU,
a while, but
you can't say AAU without cringing a little bit, and it's been that
way.
Yeah,
I mean,
for a while.
It hasn't helped things. I can say that.
Yeah,
on the AAU, it just. It has not helped things, and it's made things in a place that already in a business that was already ripe with these types of things and prone to it, certainly susceptible to it. It's basically furthered or exacerbated the situation to a point where it's like, oh my God, give me a shower. I mean, it's ridiculous. But so it goes. I got to tell you, as a fan of the American, I mean, I want to see Memphis be decent. I want to see James Wiseman play. Yeah. I mean, these are all things that I like. I think it's better for Wichita State, for instance. The better the league, the better it is for the ones in it. So, but it's like, come on, dudes. All right, we'll see. Get to the CFP. Coming up next, four teams have got to be in. Three seem pretty solid right now. 6 1-loss teams, 2 unbeatens on the outside looking in. Much ado about nothing. This gets taken care of in time. We'll talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.